biggest thing that stood out, guys, is Demora Smith said, we don't know fully what happened. And so you saw the NFL push the game back from its original start date on Sunday to Monday or maybe Tuesday. And then basically it turned into the game was being pushed back without any real plans as to when that makeup game would happen. And I think we're now this new term that I just coined today called the COVID bye. When your team comes down with a COVID scare or COVID situation and that team doesn't play that next week, that's essentially a bye week. And so now the COVID bye might become part of the lexicon of National Football League. And Deason has also said that we prepared for this. What I mean, I know there's science, there's protocol, different situations like that, but if you don't know when the next game is going to be played, I don't know if you plan for this.
Well, also, you can plan for one and you can switch it around and just use this as a bye week, but that kind of takes away any wiggle room you have down the road.
But that's only if it's one game, right, guys? Because now this Vikings, they didn't get any, they had all negative tests, so they're back at the facility today practicing. But what if it happened to them? What if their game was postponed? So you saw what happened in Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball season was on the brink of being canceled because of all the outbreaks that happened in this sport. And it was one after another. It was this daisy chain domino effect when you start seeing what happened with the umpires and things of that nature. The NFL is lucky if they can contain this particular situation and isolate it so it doesn't spread on to other teams. And it really makes you look differently about allowing fans in the stadium, frankly.
So, talking to Xavier Pope, flipping to a different topic, you mentioned baseball. Just as a sports fan, how nuts was Cleveland and the Yankees? Like, out here, I really don't get affected by the late games. We don't get affected by the late games because it's like, hey, right. It's not late for us, but the rest of the country, that was crazy.
If you stayed up to watch that game, which I did, you were in for some of the best baseball we've seen in a long time. This pandemic or no pandemic, that was an amazing baseball game. Yankees go down, 3-0, go up on a grand slam, come back, go down again, come back and win in the ninth. It was an insane game. It went back and forth. It was the longest postseason game of nine innings in history. So it made history, and it felt like a long game because there was so much that happened. You saw so many different moves that are being made over the course of the game. The Yankees' bats have come through at the playoffs. They scored a ton of runs. They look really scary. If they can get down in any game, they can come back. They have a bunch of bats. You hit the ball out of the park, start rallies. That's an exciting Yankees team.
NBA Finals, boy, that turned out to be a dud. It looked really intriguing early on as the Heat jumped out by 13. But what do you think happened from there? Miami nervous, not prepped. What was the deal?
I tweeted about this, guys. The Miami Heat, frankly, came out overconfident. And I was surprised to see that. They said they came to win. You saw Jimmy Butler not asking for anyone to join him there in the bubble from his family or friends network and saying that this is a business trip. Well, it looked as if they came and they meant business from the jump, but it seemed that their body language changed and they started getting more cavalier with the basketball, start turning over the ball a bunch. Jimmy Butler was extremely careless with the basketball and he was handling the ball a lot. They were tossing it behind. They didn't get the magic from Tyler Hero because he was turning the ball over. He couldn't defend a soul. You saw Bam when he couldn't hit a shot underneath the rim. They were just completely off after they lost their intensity. And once they lost their intensity and you saw a focused LeBron James who was determined to make people upset, determined to make show the how upset he was about losing the MVP vote, only getting 16 votes, first place votes, you see a different focused Lakers team. Danny Green actually hit shots in the game. The Lakers bench came alive. And then once they got that going, Miami Heat, they were toast. You saw them, Bam grabbing his wrist. You saw Dragic, he has a plantar situation with his foot. Now he's going to be gone. You saw everyone started grabbing their arms and legs. And it just looked as if they looked defeated in game one. Is this series over? It looks like it.